hi. Thanks for taking an interest in my research.
Not a problem. Now, this term, revenge body, now it's been in connection to celebrities for a while, but it's also sort of, did you also maybe evolved into a sort of more a mainstream online phenomenon?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, at initially, it was just a term that was applied by the largely tabloid media to female celebrities who had split up with their significant other. So, you know, Jennifer Aniston was voted best revenge body of, I think it was 2018, or and so female celebrities would be tagged with this term revenge body. As far as I know, they'd never described their bodies in that way, but from outside, people were describing them in that way. But what's new is people describing themselves as building revenge bodies and self-identifying as a revenge body.
And so, what's what do you think is the main thing sort of driving this push to have a revenge body?
Well, I think what's really driving it is social media. The fact that now if you want to show your ex that you're doing well without them and, you know, make them regret that they left you or cheated on you or whatever they've done, then you can build a revenge body, display it on social media, and they can see it. So you don't have to follow them around so that they can see how well you're doing. So you want to look detached from it. So social media allows us all to have those public bodies that only celebrities could have in the past.
Okay, so when they do that, do people, when they post these images, do you think that they're eager for sort of requests for input, for comments and likes?
Oh, look, I think, you know, if we're to be honest, all of us that are on social media like likes and like comments and we like to be noticed. Otherwise, I don't think we'd be on social media. So I don't think they're any different in that way. I think it's sort of a logical extension of this idea that we have in our culture, which seems to be getting more and more emphasised, that our body determines our worth. And, you know, so this has become more and more the case since the 1990s. You sort of think of bodies as projects, as individuals' responsibility. And if your body isn't up to scratch, then that's a reflection of who you are. You're not trying hard enough, you know?
Has this sort of changed with technology, our body? Is there a way of, you know, I mean, with things like avatars or, you know, ideas of augmentation, that the way that we can alter the sort of perception of our image, has that sort of become a sort of a bigger phenomenon over the sort of last few years?
I think so. I think, you know, my research started with Ziz, an Australian recreational bodybuilder, and he came out of computer gaming. So in computer gaming, he could have the highly muscled body that was really masculine, and then he actually sold his computer game profile because he'd achieved some success in World of Warcraft, sold his profile, bought a gym membership, and leveled up in real life. So I think, you know, I think some of it is informed by these sort of avatars that we can use now that we communicate digitally. But I think it's just an amplification of this idea that body is project. And we have more and more technologies that mean that we can manipulate pretty much every part of our bodies now. You can have cosmetic surgery on everything these days. There's not part of the body that you can't Botox or tweak in some way. So I think, you know, it's the fact that we think of bodies as more manipulable, and bodies have become more manipulable.
Is this sort of problematic? I remember reading David Foster Wallace's Infinite Jest, like, and that's about 20 years ago, and it has that sort of story of all this. It's just, they've invented the phones where you can actually see the other person, and everyone's kind of quite frightened to actually have communication after that because they're all worried about their sort of body image. Do you feel that this sort of emphasis of body, of this sort of perfectly toned body, this sort of fantasy, do you think it's also got a detrimental impact to sort of psychology, and that we're also aiming for some sort of ridiculous sort of fantasy that, well, let's be honest, most of us are never, you know, we're not all going to be supermodels?
Yeah, well, look, I think it's a slippery slope. I mean, I think all of us can get some confidence from how we look, and we like to feel like we look good. But I think you can place too much importance on your body as a determinant of your self-worth. And I mean, I think it's no coincidence that these technologies are being developed as the baby boomers age. And the baby boomers are used to being at the forefront of everything. They're not going to fade quietly into the background. So I think, you know, there is this sort of more and more of our self-worth is determined by our bodies, but that is really sort of precarious foundation for your self-worth, because your bodies are going to age. They're going to move further from the ideal. I mean, you can choose Botox and cosmetic surgery, but often you don't end up looking young. You just look like you've had cosmetic surgery and Botox. So I think, you know, it's pretty inevitable that the body's going to go downhill. I mean, the only other choice is death. That's not a very good one. So, you know, placing all of your self-worth on your body, I think, is you know, a bit precarious.
What about with interactions of just the sort of online self? Are there people who, you know, how much do you think people spend the time on actually curating that completely different sort of body image, which then they interact? I mean, a lot of people would interact a lot these days online, you know, whether that be computer games or through social media. Do you see that also happening? I'm almost having like a second body?
Yeah, well, look, I don't know if your listeners have ever noticed this, but, I mean, I'm a university lecturer. If I see my students' social media and then I meet them face-to-face, they often look like a completely different person. You know, the angles are all thought about, the filters are used, they've got, you know, cosmetics on, and you know, there might even be Photoshop involved, and they can look like a completely different person. So, yeah, I do think that in some ways we often have two faces in today's world.
Queensland and talking about revenge bodies and the online phenomenon of creating and promoting a healthier version of yourself.